I'm Barb Robitaille. I invite you to join me in the radical act of getting quiet. I've always loved Rilke's quote, "Being here is so much." For me, those words capture the fullness of life, that feeling of my heart being so full it could burst open, those moments and occasions in my life of pure joy. From the birth of my daughter and my son to sipping my first Guinness in Monk's Pub on my very first trip to Ireland, and so many moments in between. Moments that are treasures my heart still holds. And these days, though, I feel like being here is almost too much. Our hearts hold both joy and sorrow, and our hearts can ache in both directions. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I'm tired of the political climate in our country. The polarity and lack of meaningful discourse that leaves us unable to find solutions to the problems we're facing. The senseless shootings that have left families and communities shattered. It seems we barely catch our breath before we hear of yet another tragedy. And part of us somehow becomes numb. And in the midst of all that leaves me so weary, I tap into a deeper place of knowingness, that everything we are witnessing is reflecting and revealing the patriarchy working in its shadow, the veil being lifted, allowing us to see without question the polarities of love and fear. I choose love every day, again and again. It's all I know how to do in this climate of black and white thinking. That and a nap. I would suggest we all take a nap. The whole world needs a nap. And I find that when I hold fast to loving fiercely, I feel better. I just do. And I love in simple ways. I dust off those memories in my heart that held such wonder and joy, and I feel grateful. I have that deep sense of gratitude, genuinely grateful for the beauty of being here. I take time to walk every day, allowing the flowers and trees to delight and ground me, to see the divine in the eyes of the people I meet, and the simple kindness of a smile shared. I allow those pieces of my days to soothe me and remind me not all is lost in the midst of the injustice and darkness that seems to greet us these days from the moment we wake up to when our heads finally rest on our pillows at night. These issues that we're facing require our attention to learn and listen, and then claim our responsibility to contribute in constructive ways that are in alignment with our integrity. Holding to this path of loving fiercely in the midst of divisiveness, where anger and frustration can so easily eclipse compassion and respect, it's challenging and it's constant. In addition to my daily walks, I find myself needing to be sure I'm truly in my body. When we're keeping company with fear, and fear is so contagious, it's easy for us to check out of our bodies. It's a natural way of coping, of surviving trauma. This checking out also allows fear to have its way with us. And suddenly we're up to 90, as my Irish friends say. We're stressed and afraid, overwhelmed, and feeling powerless. And we're running on autopilot, distracting ourselves, to avoid feeling or acknowledging what's real, to avoid being super honest with ourselves. I've learned to check in with my body throughout the day, paying close attention to how my body is responding to the outer world. Your body is your constant companion, ready to act as a buffer between you and the world. Your body holds deep wisdom and will never lie to you. It is in our best interest to pay attention and listen to the messages, wanting to be heard, and learn the ways our bodies communicate their wisdom. My clients recognize this strategy as taking your temperature, where we intentionally stop for a few moments, tune in, breathe deeply, hold steady, and really feel your physical self. What is your body trying to say to you if your shoulders are raised, your stomach is tight, or your jaw is clenched? Having spent the vast majority of my life out of my body, it was a wonderful gift to embrace this inner relationship, to allow acceptance, gratitude, trust, and self-compassion to become the foundation for all the other relationships in my life. And how effective and empowering it is to listen to your body and then respond accordingly, with a mantra supporting you to relax and come back to center, come back into your body, to ground yourself. Because when we're grounded and fully present in our bodies, we are better positioned for whatever curveball may come our way. That and a strong cup of tea will do wonders for coping and finding our way in these uncertain times, this in-between time in our spiritual evolution. Hold fast to love and take a nap. It's important now to look for opportunities to serve where there is need and where you feel drawn to contribute. Not everyone is called to a high-profile position. There are many ways to make a difference, a significant difference, in quiet ways. So spend some time exploring ways you can make a difference in someone's life, quietly asking yourself the question, where can I make a difference? How can I best serve? And it's important, too, to look for ways to tend to your well-being. Things aren't going to settle down anytime soon, and I'm serious about that cup of tea and nap. We need rest. We need to get quiet. We need to get quiet in order to wake up. Think about that for a few minutes. We need to get quiet in order to wake up. Taking a pause from all the distraction and living our days on autopilot allows us to come back to our center, to recommit to our purpose and renew our energy. To wake up, to be more of who we truly are. One of the best ways I've found to take a pause is to unplug and get away for a few days, taking walks and sipping tea in a new place. I always come home feeling replenished and often with a much needed fresh perspective on what matters most. And new ideas, new possibilities that fill me with promise and an infusion of hope. And one of my very favorite things to do is to create and hold space for others to find that same time for quiet reflection and replenishment that inspires creative ideas, to feel a sense of renewal and inspiration. In January 2024, I'm offering a 3-day retreat here on the Washington coast. A time to take stock, relax, and enjoy the company of others in front of the fire and around the table as we enjoy this beautiful place at the ocean's edge, sharing delicious food and thoughtful, often lively conversation and laughter. 3 days just for you. Participating as much or as little as you wish, allowing the days to bring you peace as you wrap yourself in the magic of the trees and ocean waves. to soothe your soul, spark your spirit and imagination, to smile into your heart. If this sounds good to you, visit my website, talkwithbarb.com, to learn more about this special way to step into 2024 together. So until next time, let's live and lead from love.